Welcome back to another episode of Fancy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. You could follow me on Twitter at LouisLewis5. That's LEWYLEWIS, the number 5. Check me out on Twitter. Today, we're going to be doing our normal weekly recap of week 15. The injury bug, as always, because it is fantasy playoffs. Hopefully you guys made it there and you're going on to the next round. I am in most of mine that I made the playoffs. Unfortunately, a couple I did not. But let's get into it. Let's get fantasy. Starting off the injuries, I'm just going to cover it real quick. First is Zach Ertz leaving the game, did not return with a concussion. We've seen it more times than not. They missed the following week as well. Tommy DeVito suffered a concussion, which, again, probably won't be there next week. I think they're Alec Pierce. Yep, he had a concussion, or he's in concussion protocol currently. Jalen Waddle injured his knee early in the Dolphins game and did not return. Braylon Allen got hurt and did not come back in the game with a back injury. Nick Chubb suffered a broken foot, which is just devastating for a guy like Chubb, always battling through injuries, whether it be his ACL, MCL, whatever it may be, and he's going to miss the rest of this season as well. Jaleel McLaughlin left game with a quad injury. He did not return. Alvin Kamara, this one, I don't know what to do with. Left the game with a groin injury, did not return. It's left to be seen what is going to happen with him. Geno Smith, he left Sunday night football game with a knee injury. David Montgomery is out for the season. He's needing surgery. He will not be part of the Sonic and Knuckles backfield. So it looks like Jahmyr Gibbs might be a league winner this year. And the most notable, Patrick Mahomes leaving late in the Kansas City game with a high ankle sprain. Andy Reid labeled it best. It's not broken, but it is sore. He is week to week, and he could miss this week and having Carson Wentz as his starter instead of him. Jumping into the recaps, let's start with Thursday Night Football. The Los Angeles Rams versus 49ers. What a kick fest. No touchdowns. Horrible game. I guess they still say Thursday Night Football is kind of the crap games of the week. Matthew Stafford, 160. Kyron Williams, 108. Puka Nacua, 7 catches, 97 yards. But the worst is Cooper Kupp, no targets. Oh, he had 3 targets. No receptions, though. It's just a dud for you if you had him starting, especially in week 1 of the fantasy playoffs. Brock Purdy sucked again. 142 yards, 1 interception. Isaiah Garendo did give it a go. He only had 57 yards rushing with 4 catches and 18 yards. Okay day. George Kittle, he was pretty much bobbled up as well. 4 catches, 61 yards. Juwan Jennings, 2 catches, 31. And Deebo Samuel, 3 catches, 16. If I'm anyone, I'm not even starting Deebo Samuel next week. I still start Puka or Ann Cup and Kyron Williams. Isaiah Garendo, maybe. Brock Purdy, maybe. That's for next week. Obviously, George Kittle is a yes. I like what Juwan Jennings has done. He had 9 targets, but only caught 2 of them this week. It's just a tough matchup. Next game, Kansas City Chiefs 21 and Cleveland Browns 7. Patrick Mahomes, like I said, did leave the game. 159 yards, 2 touchdowns. And it was a split backfield. 13 carries for Pacheco and Hunt, I think, is more based on the game script because they had the lead for a long time. Hunt had 42. Pacheco had 32. Xavier Worthy, 11 targets, 6 catches, 46 yards. DeAndre Hopkins, 5 catches, 36 yards. And Travis Kelce, 4 catches, 27 yards. Jameis Winston did get benched. He had 146 yards and 3 interceptions. Nick Chubb, like I said, he went out. He had only 9 rushes, 41 yards. And Jerome Ford, 84 yards and a touchdown. Jerry Jeudy continues to be massive in the light stretch of the season. 11 catches, 108 yards. Mahomes, I don't think he will play this coming week because why risk it? Isaiah Pacheco, he probably will play. Travis Kelce, I'm still leaving in. Jerome Ford slides into a start. And Jerry Jeudy. Next game is the Cincinnati Bengals, 37, Tennessee Titans, 27. Joe Burrow continues to impress with 271 yards, 3 touchdowns, but he did have 2 interceptions. Chase Brown, 97 yards rushing and a touchdown. He also hauls in 3 catches, 16 yards, and a touchdown. Ja'Marr Chase is always electric. 9 catches, 94 yards. Wish he would get another catch for 6 yards. Would hit bonuses in fantasy playoffs. Would have been helpful. T. Higgins, 5 catches, 88 yards, 1 touchdown. Will Levis got replaced by Mason Rudolph, and Will Levis, whew, you're 8 for 12, 89 yards, 3 interceptions. Yikes. Rudolph came in, 21 yards, 21 completions, 26 attempts, 209 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Tony Pollard, I do believe, got injured in this game, if I'm not mistaken. 45 yards, 1 touchdown. Tajay Spears had 5 yards and a touchdown, but he had 6 catches, 87 yards, and a touchdown for Tajay Spears. Chigakonku, 8 catches, 59 yards, and Calvin Ridley, 3 catches, 41 yards. Going forward, obviously, Joe Burrow, Chase Brown, Ja'Marr Chase, obviously, and T. Higgins are all must-starts. On the other side, if Tony Pollard plays, he's a must-start. Calvin Ridley, he's been boom or bust to me. Chigakonku, if you need a streamer, but I just don't see him being better than 12 other guys. And if Tony Pollard does miss time, Tajay Spears could be a pickup. Washington Commanders, 20. New Orleans Saints, 19. The Commanders barely won this game because of a late two-point conversion attempt by the Saints, and they did not get it. Jayden Daniels, though, 226 yards, 2 touchdowns, also rushing 66 yards. Brian Robinson Jr., 65 yards rushing. Terry McLaurin was a touchdown machine, 7 catches, 73 yards, 2 touchdowns. Spencer Rattler came in to replace Jake Haener in his first career start. 135 yards, 1 touchdown for Rattler. Haener was 4 for 10 with 1 interception. Kendre Miller, 46 yards rushing on 9 attempts, where Alvin Kamara got injured, 5 rushes, 12 yards. Marquise Valdez-Scantling had 2 catches, 64 yards. Alvin Kamara also had 4 catches, 58 yards, 1 touchdown. Next week, there's really no one on the Saints I would start unless if it's Alvin Kamara, if he's playing with his groin injury. Maybe flex for Kendre Miller if he does not play. That's only one. Terry McLaurin is a start. Jayden Daniels, start. Brian Robinson can be a start as well. Besides that, just be done. Baltimore Ravens, 35. New York Giants, 14. Lamar Jackson continues to be MVP. 290 yards, 5 touchdowns, also 65 yards rushing. Derrick Henry had 67 yards. And for receiving, Rashad Bateman, 3 catches, 80 yards, 2 touchdowns. Justice Hill also came in, 5 catches, 61 yards, and 1 touchdown. Zay Flowers, 6 catches, 53 yards. And Mark Andrews, 2 catches, 24 yards, 1 touchdown. Tommy DeVito did get a concussion, so he went out with 68 yards passing. Tim Boyle came in, 123 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Tyrone Tracy had 31 yards rushing, and Devin Singletary had 25 yards rushing and a touchdown. Malik Nabers, 10 catches, 82 yards, and a touchdown. Wandell Robinson, 4 catches, 38 yards. And Daniel Bellinger, 3 catches, 35 yards. Going forward for playoffs, Lamar start, Derrick Henry start. I'd say Mark Andrews is a start for me as well. He keeps on getting touchdowns. It's huge for at the tight end position. I also say Zay Flowers. I feel like he's going to break out again late in the season like he did last year. Justice Hill, I wouldn't. Rashad Bateman's a boom or bust, so if you're down by a lot of points, maybe he's a guy to get you a huge ceiling. On the other side, Tyrone Tracy, I don't think I can start him right now. 10 carries compared to Singletary's 8 carries. Looks like a 50-50 backfield, and Singletary's getting the goal line carries. Malik Nabers is a start for me as well. Wandell Robinson, no. Bellinger, no. So it looks like Lamar, Henry, Zay, Andrews, and Malik Nabers are yeses for the rest of the season. Dallas Cowboys, 30. Carolina Panthers, 14. Cooper Rush, 214 yards, 3 touchdowns. Passing. Rico Dowdle. This guy's been on a mission. 149 yards rushing this week. C.D. Lamb, 9 catches, 116 yards, 1 touchdown. Jake Ferguson, 2 catches, 23 yards. Bryce Young went back to his self and had a not-so-good game. 219 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Chuba Hubbard struggled on the ground this week. 10 carries, 32 yards. Did not get it going. Jalen Coker returns from injury. 4 catches, 110 yards, 1 touchdown. Big game for him as a rookie. So, yeah, it's his best game ever. Adam Thielen, 5 catches, 51 yards. Chuba also had 4 catches, 17 yards. Xavier Leggett, 2 catches, 7 yards. And this one, Rico Dowdle is a start for me rest of season, and C.D. Lamb. I don't put Jake Ferguson up there. Chuba Hubbard, maybe the rest of the season. He's just getting so much volume, so it's so hard not to, because he had 10 carries. Mike Boone had 2, but he does get the passing game. He had 4 catches, 17 yards. Adam Thielen, if you're in a pinch, I think you could play him. Just depends on the matchups. And New York Jets, 32-25 against the Jacksonville Jags. Aaron Rodgers became vintage this week. 289 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also ran the ball. 6 rushes, 45 yards. Whew. That man is fresh. Old man can still run, I guess. Breece Hall, 30 yards rushing. We didn't know if he was going to play. He did have a touchdown. He also had 2 catches, 21 yards. We just didn't know if he was going to play. Braylon Allen got injured in this game. Isaiah Davis looked fresh, but it's just a bad performance, I would say, for Hall than what we expected. Davante Adams, 9 catches, 198 yards, 2 touchdowns. Hell of a game. I love it. He's finally making us. He's hitting his strides just in the perfect timing. He's going to, mark my words, be a league winner this year. Garrett Wilson, 3 catches, 56 yards, and a touchdown. I think he gets better than that next week. On the other side, Mac Jones, 294 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. That might be one of his highest career passing days. Travis Etienne, 65 yards rushing. Tank Bigsby, 42. And for receiving, Brian Thomas Jr., 10 catches, 105 yards, 2 touchdowns. Breton Strange, 11 catches, 73 yards. He might be somebody you want to target just for a filler for tight ends if you are struggling and not getting what volume should be. Strange is a strange pickup, but he could be a league winner as well this week. Going forward, I think Rodgers can be added to, you could start him. Breece Hall, I mean, you kind of want to still stick with him. He's got plus matchups for fantasy. Davante Adams, hell yeah. Garrett Wilson, hell yeah. Etienne Bigsby, no. And Brian Thomas Jr., hell yeah. Breton Strange, I think you could give it a go for him as well. Next game, Miami Dolphins 12, Houston Texans 20. Tua looked like dog crap. 196 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. Just complete dog doo-doo. Devon Achane, 41 yards rushing. And like I said, Jalen Waddle did not catch any, or he got hurt. So Malik Washington, 5 catches, 52 yards. Jonnu Smith, 9 catches, 48 yards, and a touchdown. Tyreek Hill, dud game, 2 catches, 36 yards. And Achane, 7 catches, 35 yards. CJ Stroud, he's just been struggling. I don't know what the hell he's been doing. 131 yards, 2 touchdowns. Joe Mixon, 23 yards on the ground. And he had 5 catches, 33 yards. Nico Collins, 4 catches, 17 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Going forward, I think Tua can still be considered startable. Devon Achane, Tyreek Hill, hopefully he bounces back. Jonnu Smith for sure. Joe Mixon and Nico. I'm not sold on CJ Stroud. He's just been looking like crap really this year. I'm going to have to pass on him. Indianapolis Colts 13, Denver Broncos 31. Anthony Richardson 17 for 38, 172 yards, 2 interceptions. He did add 46 yards on the ground and a touchdown. But Jesus Christ, this guy cannot play. He is probably the most inaccurate quarterback I've seen in a long time. It's just terrible. No. Jonathan Taylor, hold on to the damn ball before you drop it crossing the goal line. I don't understand how all these guys, I think the Steelers return a fumble or something, or pick for a touchdown and drop the ball before they cross the line. Twice in 1 week, how the hell do you drop the ball before you cross the goal line? Like, take one step in the end zone and then drop it. What's the celebration of dropping it early? I don't understand it. Or close enough. Stupid mistake. He had 107 yards rushing. Should have had a touchdown, but idiot dropped the ball. He also had one catch for 4 yards. Michael Pittman Jr., 6 catches, 58 yards. Josh Downs, didn't know if he was going to play this week, but he had 3 catches, 32 yards. Bo Nix, 130 yards, 3 touchdowns, but 3 interceptions. Also added 23 yards on the ground. McLaughlin did get injured. He had 21 yards rushing. Javonte Williams, 15. Audric Esme, 13. Cortland Sutton, 3 catches, 32 yards, and a touchdown. Going forward, I'm not starting Anthony Richardson. I just, unless if you need a high upside, that's only if your opponent scores a crap ton, say Thursday night football, and you needed something to try to offset it. That's the only way. Jonathan Taylor, I'm still staying by. Wide receivers, I'm passing on. Bo Nix, I'd say yes. Rushing for whoever is going to be the guy, McLaughlin, Williams, or Esme, hell no. And Cortland Sutton, I'll give the yes to because he has been relatively great this season. Next game, amazing high-scoring game. It had 90 freaking points scored total. Buffalo Bills, 48. Detroit Lions, 42. Josh Allen is the MVP clear front runner. 362 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. Also had 68 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns as well. James Cook, 105 yards, 2 touchdowns. And contributing in the back out of the backfield, Ty Johnson, 5 catches, 114 yards. Keon Coleman had 1 catch, 64 yards. And Dalton Kincaid, 4 catches, 53 yards. If you didn't hear Amari Cooper's name, that's because he didn't even get a single target. Terrible game. Jared Goff, on the other hand, 94 yards, 5 touchdowns. Hell of a passing game. And it's because they actually had to pass because they're down by so much. Jahmyr Gibbs, 31 yards rushing, 1 touchdown, 5 catches, 83 yards, and another touchdown. This is his backfield the rest of the season because David Montgomery got hurt. And I think he's just going to blow everyone out the water. It's going to be a Jahmyr Gibbs next few weeks as a league winner. Amon-Ra St. Brown finally bounces back, 14 catches, 193, and a touchdown. Sam Laporta joining the party, 7 catches, 111 yards. And Jameson Williams, 3 catches, 37 yards, and a touchdown. Going into the playoffs, Josh Allen, yes. James Cook, yes. Khalil Shakir would be the only one. He did have 6 catches, 39 yards, and a touchdown. I don't trust Cooper, so I'm going to say Shakir. Jared Goff, yes. Jahmyr Gibbs, probably one of the better guys to start now. St. Brown, yes. Laporta, yes. And Jameson Williams, I'm going to say yes. I think he's going to have some high up or some boom games coming up. The Battle of Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh Steelers 13, and Philadelphia Eagles 27. Russell Wilson was not cooking in this one. 128 yards, 1 touchdown. Najee Harris, 14 yards rushing. Again, they're missing George Pickens. Terrible game. He didn't even show, or he was injured, so he didn't play. Kelvin Austin led the team with 5 catches, 65 yards. Pat Freiermuth, 3 catches, 22 yards, and a touchdown. I don't like anyone else on this team. Jalen Hurts, 290 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also had 45 yards and a rushing touchdown as well. Saquon Barkley, 65 yards rushing. He also had 2 catches, 9 yards. Receiving, squeaky A.J. Brown, 8 catches, 110 yards, and a touchdown. He did leave the game. I think he should be all right, though. Devontae Smith comes back, 11 catches, 109 yards, 1 touchdown. Fantasy purposes, Russell, no. Harris, no. Receiving, no. Maybe George Pickens when he's back, if he comes back. Hurts, yes. Barkley, yes. Brown and Smith, yes. So no one for the Steelers except for if you're playing their defense, but that's about it. Arizona Cardinals win 30-17 on the next game against the New England Patriots. Drake May, 202 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Ramondre Stevenson, 69 yards rushing. He also had 1 catch, 16 yards. Kendrick Bourne, 3 catches, 44 yards. Hunter Henry, 4 catches, 25 yards. Kyler Murray, 224 yards passing. And 11 yards rushing. No touchdowns in either way. James Conner, though, 110 yards, 2 touchdowns. Trey McBride, 9 catches, 87 yards. Marvin Harrison Jr., 2 catches, 32 yards. And James Conner also had 5 catches, 28 yards. For fantasy purposes, rest of season, Drake May, no. Ramondre Stevenson, if you have to, I'm not excited about it, so it would be a no for me. Receiving aspect, no. Kyler Murray, if you have to, you have no other choice, sure. James Conner, hell yeah. Trey Benson also left this game, so it can mean a lot of opportunities for James Conner. Trey McBride is a definitely yes. Marvin Harrison Jr., I just don't know what you do about this guy. Six targets, only catching 2. I think it depends on the matchup. If you have him, I mean, it's just been a disappointing season overall. Drafting him back half of the first or early second round, I'm just not happy about it. But I guess if you have to play him, I'd maybe pivot depending on matchups. Tampa Bay Buccaneers dominating this next one, 40-17 against the Chargers. Baker Mayfield was feeling dangerous apparently yesterday morning when he woke up. 288 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. He also had 25 yards rushing. Bucky Irving, 117 yards rushing, 2 catches, negative 4 yards. We didn't know if he was going to play in this one, but he had a great game, averaging 7.8 yards per touch. Rashad White, 64 yards rushing. He also had 2 catches, 17 yards, and a touchdown. Mike Evans, huge game, 9 catches, 159 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jalen McMillan, 5 catches, 75 yards, 1 touchdown. And Cade Otton, 2 catches, 24 yards. Yikes. Justin Herbert, 195 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Gus Edwards, 8 rushes, 23 yards. Woof. Not good. Ladd McConkey, 5 catches, 58 yards, 1 touchdown. And Stone Smart, the new tight end for Chargers, 5 catches, 50 yards. And Quentin Johnston, 5 catches, 45 yards, and a touchdown. Moving on the rest of the fantasy playoffs, Baker, yes. Bucky, yes. Rashad White, yeah, I guess. He's still getting a huge amount of opportunities. Mike Evans, yes. Jalen McMillan, I'm going to say no just because I think there should be better options. Kate Otten, no. Justin Herbert, if you're in a pinch, yes. Gus Edwards, hell no. And Ladd McConkey is a yes for me. Stone Smart, if your tight ends got hurt, sure. He looks pretty good. And next game, Sunday Night Football. Green Bay Packers, 30. Seattle Seahawks, 13. Jordan Love was 229, two touchdowns in this one. Josh Jacobs just keeps dominating in fantasy. 94 yards rushing, one touchdown, four catches, 48 yards, or 42 yards, sorry. Christian Watson, three catches, 56 yards. Romeo Doubs comes back after his concussions. Three catches, 40 yards, two touchdowns. Jaden Reed, five catches, 34 yards. Geno Smith did leave this game with an injury, so it's left to be seen how he's going to come back. 149 yards passing, one interception. Zach Charbonnet was a starter this week. Only got eight touches because of the game script. They're down by a lot. 54 yards and a touchdown. Jackson Smith and Ajigba, 10 catches, 83 yards. DK Metcalf, what the hell, man? Three catches, 28 yards. Woof. I don't like that. Going forward, Jordan Love, yes. Josh Jacobs, hell yes. Christian McCaffrey, or Christian Watson, not McCaffrey. McCaffrey is a definitely no. If you play him, you kind of already gave a zero. Watson, if you want high ceiling, sure. Romeo Doubs, I feel like there's going to be better options. Jaden Reed, if you need a high game, you're probably not going to get it from him. He's been big boom or bust. I don't like the risk, unless if you're down by a crap ton, because I do believe they play on Monday night. Geno Smith, no, just because I don't know his injury. Zach Charbonnet, if he's the only starter, sure. If him and Ken Walker are sharing the backfield, nah. Jackson Smith and Ajigba, hell yeah, I'd still start him. DK Metcalf, I'm in the same boat with Jaden Reed. If you need a, hopefully he comes out of his slump, but I just don't think so. I'm going to say no. And for Monday night, there was two games. Right now, there's 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter of the Chicago Bears game. They are currently down 12-27 against the Minnesota Vikings. Caleb Williams, 191 and one touchdown. DeAndre Swift has been running the ball pretty effectively in this one, 79 yards. Keenan Allen, six catches, 82 yards, and he just scored a touchdown. DJ Moore, eight catches, 46 yards. Roma Dunze, two catches, 39 yards. Cole Kmet, one catch, 14 yards. Sam Darnold coming back to earth, 225, one touchdown, one interception. Aaron Jones, 86 yards, one touchdown on the ground. Justin Jefferson, seven catches, 73 yards, one touchdown. Jordan Addison has seven catches, 63 yards, and TJ Hockenson, five catches, 52 yards. Playoff-wise, Caleb Williams, no. DeAndre Swift, depending on matchup. DJ Moore, yes. Keenan Allen, I think you could play him if you need to. Sam Darnold, if you need to, yes. Aaron Jones, yes. Justin Jefferson, yes. And I think TJ Hockenson and Jordan Addison are yeses as well. Atlanta Falcons is Currently, 3 minutes left in this game. 4 minutes left in this game, sorry. They are winning 15-3 against the Raiders. Kirk Cousins, 112, one touchdown. Hey, he broke the streak in the last five games now. One touchdown. Oh, he did have an interception, though. Hey, one touchdown to 9 interceptions in the last 5 games. Whew. Bijan Robinson, I said this earlier on, that he's going to be their bell cow running back and carry them to a victory. 121 yards, one catch, 10 yards. Drake London, 3 catches, 53 yards, one touchdown. Kyle Pitts somehow has more than one catch, 4 catches, 28 yards. Ray McLeod, 1 catch, 14 yards. Darnell Mooney, 1 target, 0 catches. Woof! On the other side, Desmond Ridder, 114 yards, 1 interception. He has 28 yards on the ground. Sincere McCormick did leave this game, unfortunately, and did not come back. Brock Bowers, 3 catches, 35 yards. That sucks. And then Jacoby Myers, 3 catches, 26 yards. I'm just so pissed about the Brock Bowers. If you give him a competent quarterback, he's going to be so dominant going forward. Playoff-wise, well, let's go with the Falcons. Kirk Cousins, no, he's already cut off my team, especially after the last 5 games. He's been trash. Bijan Robinson is a yes. Drake London, yes. Kyle Pitts, no. Darnell Mooney is still a no for me. Raiders, Desmond Ridder, no. Running backs for Raiders, no. Brock Bowers, I think you still have to go with, because who else are you going to pivot to? And Jacoby Myers, depending on matchup, I'd say. But with Desmond Ridder, Jesus. I can't believe there's got to be so many good quarterbacks still out there, and they got Desmond Ridder. I do not like him one bit. Just a terrible choice. That is week 15 and the first round of most fantasy playoffs recap. Next segment, I'm not going to do waivers today just because there's not really much of anyone that you should be targeting on the free agents. I mean, if you did, maybe Jerome Ford, if he's available. Kendre Miller would be probably my number one choice. Stone Smart maybe as well would be another choice. Besides that, you should already have your team kind of figured out. And there's no bye week, so you should be fine there. The last thing I'm going to talk about is top quarterbacks, the MVP favorites dominating fantasy right now. I was on Player Profiler earlier today, and I did this segment for them. So I am working with Player Profiler today. You can check me out on Mondays. I am their host. You could look at their Player Profiler news. I'm part of the news team as well for them, but I do my own podcast because I love just getting out and reaching out to you guys. And we'll hear an ad from the Podfather. Let's get into it. MVP favorites at quarterback position dominating. I'll be talking about the top 3 quarterback MVPs and how they performed this week in the first week of fantasy playoffs. Hopefully you had one of these guys, if not more, just because who's to say you don't have a flex position or super flex. For the top favorite, of course, Josh Allen. Like I said last week, Josh Allen's coming in strong at the right time. I mean, he's basically been quarterback 7 or higher all season. This week was nothing short of another dominating performance in a high-scoring affair between the Bills and the Detroit Lions. Allen put up numbers in both passing games and continues to run the ball efficiently. He threw for 362 yards, 2 touchdowns passing. On the ground, he added 68 yards and another 2 touchdowns. Again, a 4-touchdown performance for the quarterback. It's just been amazing. Last week, he had 3 passing, 3 rushing. The week before, he had that historic passing for a touchdown, rushing for a touchdown, and catching a touchdown. In the last 3 games, though, he's been averaging 284 yards passing, over 2 touchdowns, and most importantly, he's not turned the ball over. But on the ground, he's averaging 56 yards passing or rushing and 2 touchdowns as well. He's giving you at least 4 touchdowns in each game with nearly 350 yards of total offense. This man will bring you a championship if he is on your team. Next week, he faces a weaker opponent in New England Patriots. And then championship week, he has the New York Jets. They suck. They suck. They suck. I mean, why? This is just a perfect fantasy playoff run for the best quarterback in the league right now. Next is Lamar Jackson. He won MVP in real life last year. He's having another great performance this year. This week, though, a lot of analysts, including myself, thought Derrick Henry was going to be the one against the Giants. The Baltimore Ravens flipped the script and made it a Lamar Jackson week. It was a favorable matchup for both Henry and Jackson against this Giants team, but Jackson took full advantage of it. He was impressive, going 21 for 25, 290 yards, throwing 5 touchdowns and no interceptions. He also had 6 rushes for 65 yards on the ground, all while Derrick Henry only had 67 yards rushing on the ground. They could be saving Derrick Henry for the playoffs and their real, you know, their playoffs, not our fantasy gamer playoffs. But I mean, he could have fresher legs for their postseason run. But going back to Jackson's performance, it was just remarkable and came at a great time for the first round of the playoffs. Jackson has 12 top 10 finishes this year in 14 games. The other two was QB 12 and QB 23. I think that QB 23 still scored 16 points that week. It's just remarkable. And if you drafted Jackson, you are very happy, especially as ADP, which was 501. I think Allen's was in the 3rd or 4th round. But if you had a guy like Patrick Mahomes, great, great overall player, but fantasy-wise, he's not giving you the kind of production that Allen or Lamar Jackson has been giving you. The last guy on this list is Jared Goff. In the same game of the high-scoring affair versus the Bills, Goff and the Lions have been dominating all season. In that game, though, he put up 494 yards passing, 5 touchdowns this week. It was not a rushing performance for this team. It was a passing because they were down all game. Jared Goff got them back into the game. Unfortunately, they just came up short. Probably in the 4th quarter, instead of kicking onside kick with 12 minutes and down by 10 with 3 timeouts, probably should have just kicked it deep because Matt Collins just ran down to like the 5-yard line and easy score for Josh Allen and the Bills. But going back to Jared Goff, he's been putting up great numbers all season, even with 2 stud running backs. Getting all these touchdowns between the two, Jahmyr Gibbs has 11 rushing touchdowns. 11. And David Montgomery has more than that with 12. That's 23 touchdowns for two guys on the ground. Once again, inside the five-yard line, it's not passing anymore. It's just running with either David Montgomery or Jahmyr Gibbs. And both are currently ranked RB9 or higher. I think Montgomery is 9, and I think Gibbs is 5 on the season. The Lions have a high-power offense, and that's why you see both running backs in the top 10. And Jared Goff is a top 10 quarterback, and he keeps on putting you in winning performances for fantasy. The next couple games are rougher compared to the other two. He faces Chicago Bears, which has a decent pass defense, and the 49ers in the championship week. 49ers could just say screw it too and just bench their whole team just for not getting injuries, because they have like a 0.1% chance of making the playoffs. It's to be seen, but I mean, a lot of these guys are playing for incentives and getting bonus money, so they'll probably also want to play. If you have one or more of these quarterbacks, you are hitting their stride and you are very happy to plug and play them into your lineup and hopefully leading you to league championships. And I hope that's true for you guys. You know, I have Jared Goff in a couple because I matched him up with the stack of Amon-Ra St. Brown. Fortunately, last week I needed them to do good. They're just a week behind. Unfortunately, I did not make the playoffs because that's just what happens. But now we'll listen to a message from the man, the myth, the legend, the Podfather.
Oh, incredible news about Fast Draft. Fast Draft DFS is live. It's called the Flex 6 Frenzy. You just draft six guys, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, for the Sunday slate. You like Jahmyr Gibbs? You like Jaxon Smith-Njigba? You like Tyrone Tracy? Draft them, draft them, draft them. And the beauty is, you can just order five teams, submit your rankings, and Fast Draft will email you the results. We awarded $1,000 in prizes our first week, and we're just going up from there. Soon there's going to be a select six. No drafting at all. You just pick any six guys. Our DFS mantra, just say no to salaries on Fast Draft. Don't forget, there's free tools on Fast Draft too. You want to get ready for startup season? We've created the best Dynasty Mock Draft experience there is. And if you want to play in these DFS contests and our best ball contests for 2025 coming very soon too, just use promo code PODFATHER when you deposit and you get a free draft. It's that easy. And you're like, oh, I already have Fast Draft. Great. Refer a friend. Have them put your username in as the promo code, and then you and your friend will both get an instant deposit match up to $25. We got DFS. We got Dynasty Mocks. We got Best Ball. It's all there for you on FastDraft.app. Check it out. And the promo code is PODFATHER.
Yeah. Fast Draft is a great app. I'm on it. You might be even facing me in a couple of the pick or six frenzy. It's just a great app. Just go ahead and download it. You could also use mine, Louis Lewis 5. And that's another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I appreciate you guys tuning in all season long. It's been a ride. I'm so thankful for you guys listening. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe. Click the little notification button. Let your family, friends know. I mean, we're getting closer to the end of the season. In the off season, I'm going to just do Tuesdays for an episode once a week. It's been hectic right now because I am a delivery driver, so we've been really busy. And this is my side gig. I love doing it. Going forward, I'm going to be better about it. But during the off season, I will have one episode a week, and that's going to be targeted towards Dynasty listeners and giving you some of the news about up and coming college players, especially prepping you guys for the rookie draft, talking about the new signings or hiring of coordinators and coaches and everything like that. I can't wait, but hopefully you made it past the first round. If so, keep on going. Hopefully you bring home that championship. I will talk to you guys next week with week 16 recap and news and notes, injuries, and touch base on something else. We'll figure it out. But I like you guys to listen. Love it. I'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.